I think they find a way to get Vancouver to at least 50 games, so maybe they push the season back, the playoffs back another week, and there's been discussions about that as well too. But you know, with the Vancouver Canucks, I think hockey's sort of secondary right now with what's going on, where 25 players have caught the virus. It's definitely hockey's at the bottom of the list right now too. But from a business standpoint, that's a good point. So maybe they play a best of three series, play-in series, because when they have these points percentage, you know, standings, I think it was based on teams missing three, four, maybe five games, not 15 games. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, I think one of the things they have working in their favor is that looking at their remaining schedule, right now it's like they would have games against the Flames, the Senators, the Senators, the Senators, the Senators. You know, the only team that would really get hurt is the Leafs. In terms of, you know, Vancouver's a non-playoff team. The Canucks are supposed to play them three times, which might be free wins for Toronto. But the league may end up looking at this and just saying, they're not making the playoffs. Like, Toronto's going to be in first. They're not making the playoffs. The Senators and Flames don't need those points. Like, it may just have to come down to you know, the standings as they are with points percentage, you know, with the Canucks being on the outside. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't see a way that you're right, Scotty, that the Canucks can find their way back into a playoff spot. You could put them in with only 40 games. It may just have to be a practical thing where you just cut them off and just say it's not going to matter anyway.
Guys, like, Montreal's lost more games than they've won, but nine of those losses, they've gotten the bonus point, right? Vancouver, Calgary, and Ottawa have more regulation time losses than victories. You cannot be straight up under 500 WL in those two columns in this day and age of the NHL and make the playoffs. It's just, I don't think it's happened since they started with the bonus point followed by the shootout wins versus losses. Like, there's 19 columns. I can't keep up with it. But straight up W's and L's, if you got more L's than W's, you're not making the playoffs. I don't think it ever happens.
No, I think that's a pretty reasonable point of contention here. It may come down to, does Edmonton get upset because they had games against the Canucks and they're a softer opponent, you know, for their point percentage? I guess it comes down to a little bit of reasonableness from, like, the Oilers, Jets, and Canadians, depending on what the point percentages shake out and who didn't get their games against the softer team.